Danita Johnson.
The women strutted across the stage as their names were called. Maybe it was because of the music, or maybe it was because of all the cheering from family and friends, or maybe it was the new suit. And in dress for success style, after the women received their certificate, they were given a long-stemmed red rose and a briefcase.
Abby Taylor.
Pat Nathan is the founder of the Dress for Success affiliate in the Triangle, with offices in Durham and Raleigh.
I know that we've had tough times in our community. I know that you personally have had tough times, but one thing we've learned about you is each one of you is tougher. So go out and flourish. You will get work. Thank you.
Dress for Success is in 127 cities. Nathan says her office is able to help find jobs for about 45% of their clients. But tough times called for more personalized support and services. When Dress for Success inserted the Walmart Foundation's Going Places Network into the mix, their success rate jumped.
The women that participated in this Going Places Network, this is extended job acquisition program, have a 70% success rate, yes. They don't all find it in that first 10 weeks, but within the first year, they land a job.
In 2012, Dress for Success Triangle was recognized nationally for getting the largest percentage of women back to work through the Going Places Network. The program is what has attracted big companies like Lenovo. Nellie Scott is Director of Sales Support and Enablement at Lenovo. She's gotten the chance to work with Dress for Success clients and serves as a mentor.
They are so committed to, number one, being productive in the community, and number two, helping their families. And they really, really do want to work. They may have just difficulty interpreting their skill set into contemporary work requirements, and that's where our program comes in and helps them do that.
About 40 women have graduated from the Triangle Going Places Network program so far this year. Tia Di Maria of Apex lost her job in banking last summer. She's optimistic she'll have work soon.
I've had a lot of interviews, but I'm still looking.
She heard about Dress for Success while taking a class at Wake Tech. Di Maria says she's grateful for the workshops on resume writing, interviewing, and, of course, learning how to dress.
I tend to be more boxy and like to hide how I look, and that is not the trend, and it apparently dates me. So I'm taking into account the things that I've learned. I added the little skinny belt. This would be something that one of my daughters in college would be doing. So I'm trying to stay more current.
Tia Hall.
And when the women land a job, Dress for Success does not leave them hanging. They get a week's worth of clothes to help make them look successful and confident while waiting for that first paycheck. Leonida Inge, North Carolina Public Radio, WUNC.